Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready, the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show, for this day is for you. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. It is Free for All Friday. Yesterday afternoon, the news came down that Jose Inez Garcia Zarate, who had been deported 5 times and was wanted for 6th deportation when Kate Steinle was fatally shot in the back while walking with her father on the pier. Garcia Zarate did not deny shooting Steinle and said it was an accident. The jury yesterday afternoon found him not guilty of murder in the killing of a woman, Kate Steinle, in San Francisco. How do you feel about this? Now, this was a jury that came to this conclusion, and just like O.J. Simpson, we have to accept this conclusion, I suspect. But it was all unnecessary. He wasn't guilty, I would suspect. He's not guilty of first-degree murder or second-degree murder, but he was guilty, is guilty, even though he's found not guilty of manslaughter. Illegal immigration is one reason that President Donald Trump was elected by the people. People are getting sick and tired of these things happening and justice not being served for the citizens of the United States. The deputy district attorney, Deanna Garcia, said during the trial that she didn't know why Garcia Zarate fired the weapon, but he created a risk of death by bringing the firearm to the pier and twirling around on a chair for at least 20 minutes before he fired. He did kill someone. He took the life of a young, vibrant, beautiful, cherished woman by the name of Kate Steinle, she said. But the defense attorney, Matt Gonzalez, said he is in his closing argument that he knows, now listen to this, he knows it's difficult to believe Garcia Zarate found an object that turned out to be a weapon, which fired when he picked it up. It didn't fire when he picked it up if he was twirling it around for 20 minutes. These are the same people that don't want you to have Second Amendment. They don't want you to have a gun or certain guns because they are assault weapons. Well, apparently this was just an object that became a weapon, which is true. A gun is not an assault weapon. It's a gun. It's an object. It's a thing. The gun was stolen from an SUV of a U.S. Bureau of Land Management ranger, which, why are they having to be armed, that was parked in San Francisco. The city has been plagued by an epidemic of car burglaries in recent years, and I'm sure that Jose Zarate had nothing to do with the theft. I mean, he just found this stolen gun and just happened to be twirling it around, and it shot, and someone was killed. It was all an accident. It was all an accident. And justice has it truly been served? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. I have a friend here in this local area that he does a lot of writing to the editor here in the local newspaper. And he's got another one. You've heard me talk about Ed before. In fact, Ed has been in the studio and been on the air with me. This is what he says. Dear editor, I was shocked at the Zarate verdict rendered in San Francisco. A young woman is dead and the killer didn't even get a manslaughter conviction. Maybe someone should have said that Jose Zarate had distributed Bibles to the homeless of San Francisco. Now you can tell Ed's a little bit heated. They'd probably have given him life without parole. Be that as it may, I have a couple of recommendations. First, let's rethink building the border wall between the United States and Mexico instead of following the borders of Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona and California. Build the wall between the rest of us and Mexico and California. Liberals need to be kept separate from God-fearing, law-abiding, intelligent people. Come to think of it, Mexico probably needs a wall between them and California as well. Mexico needs a wall between them and California as well. He said, once it is done, make California subject to the same immigration laws that other countries have. Except, he says, and I'm not sure he's got this worded right, if the visitor ever voted for a Democrat, they would have to return home after 2 weeks. I'm sure that some local Democrat, he says, will throw a word fit over my frustration. But he says, as my grandfather used to say, when you toss a rock into a pack of coyotes, the one that yelps the loudest are the one you hit. And he signs his name. And he signs his phone number and his address, which I will not give. Ed is a vet. He served in the Navy. And he's got some pretty strong opinions, and he and I don't usually disagree completely. So I share his commentary every now and then, his letters to the editors. Some of you have even requested some of them. But Ed's he's a good old guy. He's a history teacher. He's well-versed in history. He doesn't teach anymore. He's retired. But we had him in here talking about history one day, just on the air. He's also the man, if you remember, I mentioned that he told me years and years ago, he said, we're going to see a generation of confused people. Because they're being raised by single parents. Now, he's not talking about those that are thrown into the single parent through a tragedy or something in their lives. But those who choose, those who walk away from responsibility, the single mothers, the single fathers, and those children that do not have both roles of female and male in their lives. And now look what we're seeing. They don't even know what gender they are anymore. Why do you think that is? So, Ed was right. Mr. Ed was right. We have several things to talk about today, but like I said, it is Free for All Friday, and I would welcome your calls at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Do you realize this is the first day of December? Now, I did this on Power Talks, which is on shortwave just the hour before this. Today, December 1st, my goodness, we're into the last month of this year already, is National Pie Day, National Eat a Red Apple Day, Bifocals at the Monitor Liberation Day, which I have no idea what that means, Day Without Art Day, Rosa Parks Day, that I can understand, Fox Fur Friday, if the first day lands on a Friday, which it did. Fox Fur Friday. I'm wearing polyester. I didn't know about it. My apple I brought to work today is green. It's not red. Maybe I should have a piece of pie. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We have a little story about Pocahontas, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSU Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, yesterday we talked about opening the box, the Pandora box. And I was meaning that in several different ways. We're seeing all the nasty that's coming out. We're seeing what these guys have really been up to. But you also need to understand, talking about the sexual harassments, some of them have proof. I mean, they've got pictures, they've got video. Some of them don't. And the woman can come out and say anything and destroy the man's life. He's all automatically considered guilty if she accuses him of something. Now, you and I both know that there are liars on both genders. And how far are we going to go with that? Interesting. And I think it's going to get worse. And Bill O'Reilly, he's come out and he said, we're going to see it, they're going to attack the president next. And we're going to see it get really, really, really bad. And I don't doubt it one little bit. But where will the people stand? How much more of this are we going to take? This is absurd. Don't you believe that? That this is absurd? I'm looking for my article. But Bill O'Reilly is claiming that. Now, I told you I wanted to talk about Pocahontas, and I do. It is Free for All Friday. Don't forget. 877-895-5410. Please don't wait till just the last segment to everybody call in. 877-895-5410. Now, you know that good old Lizzie, I'm not a fan of Lizzie. Lizzie lies. Lizzie lies a lot. Lizzie talks about the evil rich when she is the evil rich. Because her gain is at your expense. She doesn't produce anything. No, think about that. These D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, they're not producing anything, but they're getting wealthy. She used, lied about her heritage, claiming to be Cherokee. It has been found out to be a lie. Now, I will defend her in this respect. If she's ever told the truth, she says, I was always told that I was, because I don't have proof and I haven't had a DNA test, but I have always been told that I have Cherokee blood in me. So I'll give her that much. But I have never used it to better my career or to gain financially. And she did. As I, this is a Breitbart article, and as it points out, it says, according to Warren, her Native American heritage comes from an Oklahoma Territory marriage license application from 1894 by her alleged great-great-granduncle, William J. Crawford. From here, Warren says her Native American heritage comes from that part of her mother's side of the family, which is Sarah Smith Crawford. In going into this and looking into it, they find out that Warren's great-great-great-grandfather was apparently, this coming off of the mother's side, was a member of the Tennessee militia who rounded up the Cherokees from their family homes in the southeastern United States and herded them into the government-built stockades that was then called Ross's Landing, which is now Chattanooga, Tennessee, at the point origin of the horrific Trail of Tears, which began in 1837. So not only was her heritage not of Cherokee lineage, but it was of the lineage that brings in, that was taking them through the trail of tears and rounding them up. We have Neil from Missouri. Neil, how are you today?
So I'm doing all right. I was just calling in about this issue with the illegal aliens.
Yes.
You know, most people don't know this, but 40%, it's actually a little over 40% of all the crimes committed in the United States are committed by people who are in the country illegally.
Yes.
We can reduce crime in the United States by 40% by simply rounding all these people up and deporting them.
So why do you think you and I both know those statistics. We've heard them. We've read them. We know that those are true. Why do the elite not want to do that?
Well, because they're criminals, and the more criminals they have in the country, committing more crimes against the population to keep us occupied, trying to defend ourselves against these criminals, while they continue to rip us off at the top end.
You're
right. See, this 40% crime rate we've got due to these illegals is making them a fortune in tax money.
Bingo.
So
they're constantly bingo, right there.
We need more courts. We need more cops. We need more this. We need more that. All this stuff for law enforcement, see, gives them another excuse to take the money, the wealth away from us, to put it in our own pockets.
It is, you got it right. It's all about the money. It's all about the money.
Sure.
It's all about control, whether they're illegal immigrants or they're increasing the legal immigration. Now, I know I think you listened yesterday when I was talking about the same story that Tucker Carlson was talking about, where they're going to teach this sensitivity training for the LGBT, and it had a whole bunch of things going
right out
there. Well, if we're teaching that kind of stuff in the schools, is it any wonder that we can't compete with our knowledge and our skills? It's all a plot to bring us down. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, they're wasting an incredible amount of time in the schools with that kind of garbage.
You're right.
Instead of teaching the kids what they need to know, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's all gone out the window, basically.
You got it. You got it. Neil, thank you. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
How you doing, Beth Ann?
I'm doing okay, sir. How are you?
This is in regards to the perverts in the,
Hollywood or
news media,
Okay. Mainstream
media.
Okay,
mainstream media. They've known all these guys have been doing this for years. Now, mainstream media is on its way out as far as their credibility. But what better way to get rid of them and not have to pay them is to let all this out so they can get rid of them and not get sued for it.
Mm. Yeah. It's, you know, that's, I think we know that this stuff has been going on.
I'll let you go, Beth Ann.
But okay, thank you, Ray. But in Congress, they think nothing of what they're doing. They're wasting time playing around in their offices. I said they're cutting deals. Apparently they're doing other things in those offices. And then they're using tax dollars, your money, you know, the money you could have used for extra groceries or an extra pair of shoes for your kids, turn up the heat a little bit, maybe take a little vacation to pay off. They're using your money to pay off their crimes. Hollywood at least isn't doing that. And then they think they're above it all. What else are they wasting money on? Well, yesterday it came out, and I don't have the article in front of me, that even more money, tax dollars, had been paid by another congressman out of New York to pay off young men that he had sexually harassed. Sin. Corruption. The elite. The lies of Elizabeth Warren. We laugh at it, but it's not funny. You know, I'm not gonna get onto her heritage. She can't have any say over what her great-great-grandfather did. There's three greats. I'm sorry, I left one out. Or uncle. And it did turn out to be a lie that she was Cherokee. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is she used it for personal gain. What bothers me is she gets up and talks about how the middle class are being taken advantage of. She talks about how expensive college is, and she charges $400,000 to go speak at one. She's filthy rich. And we're wondering if we can buy a can of beans for supper. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. Good old John McCain. He's the hero of the day. He's coming through, you know. And we will be right back. With Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the Prestige prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final... No, we're not. We're not in the final segment. We're just halfway through the show. We have Kevin from Ohio. Kevin, how are you today?
Hey, it's just fine.
Good.
We're having some good weather.
Good.
It's unbelievable how long it's stretched out. Pleasant weather.
Good. We've had some good weather here, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gone across the country.
Yeah.
The gentleman was just called in a minute ago. He was talking about that. He called the mainstream media. It's time. They're getting pride peeled and ripped off their throne. We got to call it the side stream or the other media or something like that. You can no longer call them a main anything. It just swells their
main liars. The main liars, I guess we could call them.
main liars. That's wonderful. I hope that the people who are listening today will understand about your broadcast, that you're a one-person band.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they know the detail. People, listeners, don't know the details about how you run your operation there. That you capture the whole hour. It's not every other advertiser coming in there. This woman goes and gets her advertisers. She has nobody else on a team hunting people up, people looking her up. And you listen to the other broadcasts, the other two shortwave, they're all filled in with the same time slots for advertising. You could hear anything in the world between in those segments. And it's not pertaining at all to the broadcaster. And Beth Ann has captured this whole thing on the, whatever David Brownfield had before. And I've advertised directly with WWCR in the late 90s. And I know how it runs. And she's doing everything. You don't hear any other advertising at all. And so in her guests, all this is her work. She is not standing on anybody's shoulders. She is the shoulders. She's trying to hold you up. And I want people to get this. I want them to really understand. She's not supported by any other thing that gets thrown in on through the main contact, WWCR. And you won't find her broadcast or hers and Melody's on archives because GCN Live doesn't archive them. Because whatever the arrangement is, that's not part of the service.
Well, I archive CSC Talk Radio. I do
yes,
that.
Yes, you do,
myself.
And I listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I listen to it. But if you go to GCN themselves, you won't see it. And,
well, they're just—they're a paid, you know—they're a paid outlet. You pay them to put it on shortwave, and CSC Talk Radio is also on local radio stations. Not as many as I'd like to be on. So we have different ways of listening, and you know, we turn—and I'm talking about myself too. You turn the radio on, you tend to think it's free, other than the electricity you pay in for it, and it's not free. So. So I appreciate all that you do, Kevin. Kevin helps with donations monthly with me, and I appreciate that. And there have been others that have, as you say, propped me up because I have had a hard time getting getting advertisers. And again, the listeners don't support. If you don't support my sponsors, then I can't keep them. And I try to bring the ones to you. And you know what? Times are still tough. I'm not putting down anybody that didn't stay with me. I mean, times are still, they're tough. And so when we talk about boycotting others because of what they do, that's when I say listen to whether it's CSC Talk Radio or another that you really like what we try to do. And I could do so much more. I really believe in the vision of what we could be here. What it could turn out to be, and it's just I haven't been able to bring that scripture around, you know, with the prayer of Jabez, where it would create to increase my territory, not for me, but for the good of all, and for the glory of God, and I just haven't been able to get it turned around yet. So, but I appreciate you, Kevin, so very very
Amen.
Much. So,
yeah.
Thank you. So
God bless
much.
You.
Talk we are you. Needing equipment, and the equipment's going to cost me about $5,000. And to stay on the air is $6,000 a month, and we're not quite bringing that in, and it's been tough. And I know life is tough where you are, and now it's Christmas. So just keep me in your prayers, and thank you for everything that you send, everything, whether it's $1, $5, $7, $10, $200, $500, whatever it is you've sent, $50. I appreciate it, and it all 100% of it goes to pay the bills. I haven't taken anything personal in almost 7 years. So I'm here believing in you and trying to honor you with you that have entrusted with me when you've sent your donations. I'm trying to honor you and keep things going. And I thank you. I am very thankful. We had Thanksgiving last week, but I am thankful for you every day. And I'm just tell you, it's stressful. It's stressful. Today's the first day of the month. Guess what? The bills start all over again. All over again. Okay, enough of that. John McCain. John McCain, senator out of Arizona. The same man that put up a war against the Tea Party candidates in his state here a while back. Well, he's coming around, you know. He says, after careful thought and consideration, I have decided to support the Senate tax reform bill. I believe this legislation, though far from perfect, would enhance American competitiveness, boost the economy, and provide long overdue tax relief for middle class families. That's what John McCain said. So he's going to vote finally. He's going to vote Republican. It's the first time he's done it since President Donald Trump was elected. Hero? I don't think so. Kind of makes me worried about what's in the tax bill now. McCain also said he endorses the repeal of Obamacare individual mandate that is included in the Senate state bill, describing the mandate as onerous a mandate. By repealing the individual mandate, which, you know, when they were trying to repeal Obamacare and he voted against that, this bill will eliminate an onerous that especially harms those from low-income brackets. It especially harmed middle-class working Americans who were paying for those who were getting free health care. Another lie, deception that Congress threw at the American people. So we're all supposed to bow and praise his name because he's going to vote Republican. He's going to vote with that. And it might pass. Now, going back to Kate Steinle's lack of justice, she was denied. Her and her family were denied justice. The American people voted for President Donald Trump because they're fed up with illegal immigration. We have been invaded. I don't know if you understand. You know, Neil said, 40% of the crime is done by illegals. And they go, well, a lot of them didn't do anything. Well, they're already here illegal, so they've already committed a crime. No other country has open borders like this. And you can't last if you let everyone cross the border. You have to be careful. We are a nation with open arms. But the Democrat Party right now is threatening to shut the government down if they don't get what they want with the DACA. 877-895-5410. Do you think that this decision is going to affect theirs or the election coming up next year for Senate? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And we will be right back.
Moments from a founding father, perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book, Mankind Has to Battle Its Way Back from Near Extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday, but we're in the final segment of today's show. We'll take calls as long as we can at 877-895-5410. I'll slow down. 877-895-5410. And we're going to go to Mike in Connecticut. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Beth Ann. Earlier on your show today, you mentioned Senator Warren and that whole business about her bogus genealogy.
Yes.
I have a sneaking feeling that somebody may have given her that phony genealogy. And like a lot of stories, and I know that she claimed it, that it was designed either to blow up on her or that she knowingly would have had to take it and then lie about the fact of the case. So which would it possibly be? I don't know, but I got the feeling that a lot of documents and stories and attributions that we all deal with, that we're forced to deal with, because what choice do we have, get booby-trapped or created or tweaked and then are fed into the information stream, and sometimes people really are embarrassed or on the basis of the bogus credentials that they think are real, they go and they do things and it make them look like idiots later.
Well, you know, but she, if she found out that it wasn't true, she didn't
That's right. She went right ahead and acted as though it was the real thing.
She didn't ever say, wait a minute, I'm going to give the money back that I received on this, or I'm going to make a grant for others that, you know. But like I said, you know, I've been told all my life that I have Cherokee blood. I've never had it tested. I'm pretty happy, I know, and
you know, there's all these genealogical services that claim that they can look up your coat of arms for you and all of these wonderful things.
They all want money, too.
Well, that's right. It's very expensive finding the truth, although common sense, like in the Common Sense Coalition, doesn't have to cost a dime.
Sure.
But it is of an invaluable nature, so thanks, and I hope you keep on doing what you do, and I hope that we can avoid as much booby-trap news as we possibly can.
Well, we're trying. We're trying.
Thank you, Beth Ann. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Mike's doing his best to look at the broader picture, which is what we talk about every day, is to look at that broader picture and know, you know, try to figure out what is going on. What is really going on? You know, it's been long said, there are no coincidences in politics. No accidents. Everything seems to have a plan. Like I said earlier in the show, Bill O'Reilly says it's going to blow up because they're going to come out with a horrendous amount of harassment, sexual harassments at our president. And I don't doubt it. They already tried that once, and all of them were bogus. All of them. Now, his tape, that was real. He did apologize for it. I noticed everyone was so broken up over Matt Lauer. And so sorry. And we should accept his apology. And it's just horrible. I feel so bad. They didn't do that for the president. No. They're doing it for a Democrats. But they're sure not doing it for any Republican. But be warned. Republicans are no better than the Democrats. Be warned. We have Tom from Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Real quick, you know, if I was to say to you, hey, I got something here for you. It's only $100. I'm just going to call it a Guinness blitz. And, you know, you probably wouldn't want to buy it because nobody knows what a Guinness Blitz is.
Okay.
And so when I come out and I tell people, you know, we really should be following the Constitution as it's written, as the supreme law of the land, they don't want to do that because they don't know what it is. They haven't studied it. They haven't, analyze the benefits of personal liberty for when every person, every individual has their rights, then we have group rights automatically. So they sell out to the whole idea that they do know, well, we do have to have government, and we'll just go along with our elected officials, even if a lot of the offices are bought, or, you know, the people holding them are under blackmail and things of that nature. And I think it's interesting psychologically. I think that's why people don't go, they just don't, you know, have the intellectual ammunition to fight against the socialists.
Well, you know, and we talked about that this week earlier in two different shows. One was when Ann Albertson was in here with me, and we talked about the weapons of warfare, which was actually our spiritual weapons. And then we had Philip Winkler in the very next day, and he's written this textbook. And, Tom, it is an awesome, awesome book of history and quotes and Constitution and other documents that are in there that came before our Constitution, that came before the Bill of Rights, that came before the Declaration of Independence. And if you just read the Declaration of Independence, I don't know how you can't be brought to tears of what our founding fathers were going through. And you should be brought to tears at what is going on right now today in this nation. And you're absolutely right. We aren't equipped. We don't see the significance and importance in educating ourselves so that we can be activated. We must know who we are, and we must study that document called the Constitution. Thank you, Tom, very, very much. Thank you. I don't have $100, or I'd give it to you. Thank you very much, Tom. We have another caller. Let me see here. We've got Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
Hey, Beth Ann, what I was going to say, these are the people our forefathers warned us about.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Period.
Period.
There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
We're just about out of time. I have an article here that would have been so cool to have started with. I saw it this morning, and I didn't get it fully read. It's written by Michelle Machen, who I just absolutely admire. Michelle is just awesome. And she is bold and brave, constitutional, and she's a godly woman. And she titles this, the Daily Signal is actually the ones who put this article of hers out. It's called, Don't Fall for Nancy Pelosi's Virtue Signaling. Here are the sleazy Democrats she has enabled. And she goes in, and it's a very long article, and she goes in, but I love this part. Pelosi milked her XX chromosomes for all their electoral worth. Beware of wolves in sheep clothing. The American people, we the people, have been fooled. We've been deceived. You know, if they do it once, shame on them. If they do it two times, three times, four times, five times, and continue it, we need to look at our mirrors. And we need to understand it's our fault. Study your Constitution. Study your Bible. Get on your knees, America. It's the only way to bring America home.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.